This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for your thoughts and prayers. This shooting in Las Vegas has just I don't want to say, you know, floored us in terms of, you know, we don't want our enemy thinking, you know, that we're weak. I mean, we are empowered, trust me, more than ever. But we're dealing with at least 58 dead, over 515 people injured in a mass shooting that occurred at a country music festival. The Route 91 Harvest Festival that happens near the Strip. It was kind of kitty corner from the Mandalay Bay. You had thousands of people there. And Stephen Paddock, a 64-year-old male resident of Nevada, he lives in Mesquite, Nevada, apparently started shooting from the 34th floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel, which is kitty corner across from a major, the Strip, across from the major street. And he had high-powered semi-automatic rifles, and you could hear the shooting. People, unfortunately, at the concert thought it was fireworks, because fireworks happen at a concert. And so originally people didn't duck down until people realized what happened. CBS is reporting that ISIS has claimed responsibility for it. They say the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria claimed that the man who opened fire was acting on behalf of their group. Again, they haven't offered proof, but they claim that 64-year-old Stephen Paddock had converted to Islam several months ago and carried out the attack in response to calls to target states of the coalition. Now, again, we don't know if ISIS just wants to take credit for the attack, or if this is true. From what we understand from CBS News, the statement offered no proof of a link with Paddock, nor did it identify him by name. And a U.S. official told CBS News on Monday that intelligence and law enforcement officials were aware of the ISIS claim, but with the investigation into Paddock's motives continuing and his past being scrutinized by multiple agencies, there were no early signs of any ties to radical Islamic groups or signs of radicalization. So we don't know. And, you know, we know that ISIS has released, you know, similar claims of responsibility in previous attacks that they might not have been a part of. But, of course, it is something that has to be, taken into account. When you see the mayhem and that had ensued, and, you know, all hospitals have been on deck in the Las Vegas area, and God bless them for all the great work that they're doing. UMC, you know, Southern Hills, Henderson Hospital, Mountain View, their Valley Health System, UHC system, just, you know, so many hospitals have kicked into gear with this. We're a city, we're a big city, close to 2 million people, I think 2.3 million people, including our outskirts, you know. But, you know, when one person dies from somebody being an idiot, you know, our city really takes that to heart. The big need right now is blood. We need blood. Thank God for United Blood Services and American Red Cross. We had just finished United Blood Donation Week and a lot of pushes for blood during National Preparedness Month in September. Thank God we had blood, but for something like this, where we have over 515 people from what I understand are still being transported to the hospital, you go through those pints very, very quickly. Fortunately, we're seeing a lot of people locally want to donate, and volunteer crews for the blood system, for the blood banks, are working as hard as they can to get, as much blood as possible. For those of you that live in New York or Minneapolis or St. Louis and Seattle and all my listeners in California, God bless you all, for reaching out. You could still donate blood blood locally to where you live, and that blood could be shipped. And realize, even if you can't donate blood, a week or two from now, we could still use it. Anybody can still use it, because if supplies are being shipped now to Las Vegas, then your local city will definitely need blood as well. So whatever you can do to donate blood. Right now, according to Fox News, authorities are calling for volunteers to donate blood. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo stressed the need for blood donors during a press conference on Monday, identifying a couple locations where volunteers could go. We're trying to find out more on, what happened, with the shooting. Unfortunately, we don't have a police representative that could join us at this time. Obviously, things are still in the thick of what's going on. And so we still have all hands on deck. But the 32nd floor, we're being told, we were told it was the 34th floor and then the 32nd floor, the Mandalay Bay Resort Casino. We were told there were a couple windows that looked like fire could have possibly been sent from, and so the thought that there might have been a second shooter is also being entertained. From what we understand, Stephen Craig Paddock, from what we understand, we were being told two reports. One, he was dead by the time the police came to his room, knocked it down, found that he had already died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Another report said he died on the scene. 22,000 people were attending this Harvest Festival. Country star Jason Aldean was, on stage at the time. You could see him fleeing the stage, people fleeing, taking cover. The FBI right now is asking anyone with videos or photos concerning the shooting to call 1-800-CALL-FBI. Those looking to report a missing person to connection to the shooting are instructed to call 1-866-535-5654. That's 1-866-535-5654. I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning with Doug and Jillian on KBC, and they were asking, how do hospitals prepare for this? And, luckily our local hospitals are right on top of it. They have plans, and it's an all hands on deck. And, we have a level one trauma center at UMC. We have, multiple hospitals that, are prepared, God forbid. I mean, listen, we're the Strip. This is Las Vegas. We have, thousands upon thousands of people that visit every day. We're going to make sure that we have, a protocol in place. But still, when something like this happens, nobody could ever be mentally prepared for somebody wanting to kill so many innocent people that were just enjoying a concert. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we, you know, while we're getting breaking news on what happened with the Las Vegas shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival, we do have to hit some other news, and I'll give you guys as much medical news. I know it's always hard to talk about other medical news and other news while we're, you know, dealing with something like this, but again, while everybody's in the thick of it and you know, we're still, dealing with victims, etc., it's, we'll just have to give you guys updates as we go. Okay, and again, it's, you know, like, sorry, this is so hard. Okay, there's a, there's a health article on zinc, and, you know, zinc's in the news. It's really hard to have to talk about zinc when all this is going on. We still want to make sure friends and family, and everybody's accounted for. So I apologize if I sound a little distracted. But here's the scoop. I still got to teach you guys stuff. Okay, let's start with, I don't know if I want to start with, you know what, herpes. We're always good. Okay, let's talk about herpes. Everybody wants to know about herpes. Let's do that. All right, so we know herpes has been around a long time. But how long? They say ancient chimpanzees genetically passed on oral herpes, herpes simplex type 1, to the earliest humans millions of years ago when our lineage split. And they said herpes 2 did not make the leap to early humans on its own. For modern humans, millions of years ago, an early human ancestor was in the right place at the right time to catch genital herpes. And they said, and it might not have happened if it weren't for the hominin species Paranthropus boci, according to a new study from the journal Virus Evolution. Apparently, they stand about 4 feet tall. Boci, or boci, had a small brain and a wide dish-like face. And it was most well known for having big teeth and hefty chewing muscles. I guess somebody nicknamed it the Nutcracker Man. Anyway, boci acted as the in-between agent for genital herpes to make the species jump from primates to humans. They say ancient chimpanzees, the boci, and then Homo erectus were all in Africa about 1.4 million to 3 million years ago, in an area where the evolution of modern humans would occur. It would be easier for them to come into contact with each other, obviously, around water sources, etc. And herpes, too, was evolving at the time, and then they think it could also be spread orally. And, you know, you can spread genital herpes orally, and you could spread oral herpes genitally. You can. It may not be as common as we think, but we can. So the researchers believe that the circle of life causes transmission, which would have happened through fluid exchange. Chimpanzee bites or scratches, those could transfer the virus through sores. So it's not necessarily that humans had sex with chimpanzees. It's that if they were playing around, you know how you have your little kitty cat or your dog and you rub tummy, and then the dog wants to bite and they scratch a little bit or whatever. That's when it could happen. Maybe somebody was rubbing the tummy of some chimpanzee. And so about the human bloodline, this has been reported by CNN, according to researchers, transfers could have happened through sexual intercourse or Homo erectus consuming both sides. So what if we ate each other? Who knows? So primates, human infections like HIV, etc., you know, it's not the first time we heard that. But if you eat another species closely related to oneself, that could have risks. And maybe that's how these viruses were able to jump the species barrier. They say the most genetically diverse strains of herpes 2 come from Africa, and the amount of worldwide herpes 2 genetic diversity points to an out-of-Africa migration. So they say when humans migrated out of Africa, they already carried HSV2, the virus-causing genital herpes, and wherever humans went, the viruses went with it. And they say HSV2 infects you for life, can be passed from mother to baby, or between sexual partners. And so, obviously, if a female had it, she infected her baby. Baby carried it. Could have carried it. Remember, they didn't do a lot of C-section back then. So, vaginal birth, if a woman has genital herpes at the time that she gives birth to a baby, that baby will pick up genital herpes. And then also through sex. So the study was brought together by a virologist, an engineer, and a researcher of human evolution. And they all started working together to figure out where herpes 2 came from. I mean, it's interesting stuff. You know, I really don't want to know too much about how, you know, I don't know, cavemen had sex. I'm not really that interested in that. But, you know, what is very fascinating is how a virus can, last thousands upon thousands and thousands of years. You know, HIV is still relatively new, right? Zika, Ebola, maybe it existed, but in terms of us discovering it, 20th century. But, you know, with, you know, figuring out that herpes could have been around, you know, with our, caveman, primate ancestors, it's kind of fascinating. And then, what did it look like back then? These viruses and these, pathogens, they mutate. And so it's interesting. You know, why does herpes virus stay with us for life? Why doesn't it just die off on its own? the adenovirus does, the enteroviruses do. A lot of these other viruses that, you know, give us colds and flus, etc., you know, they seem to die off. Even influenza, after a while, influenza goes away. But what is it about herpes? Why? Well, you know, I'm wondering if these sexually transmitted viruses, they have to be, have some sort of, and we'll get, you know, Dr. Deuce on, or we'll talk about, we'll get a virologist or immunologist on to help, you know, talk about, you know, what could be going on. But I believe a lot of these more sexually transmitted ones, in order for them to infect and get to where they need to get, all right, they got to deal with some real thick tissue. Whereas your nasal mucosa or your lungs, that's pretty easy tissue to infect. I mean, remember, you breathe something in. That's very easy access to your lungs. And your lungs have to have easy access. Your lungs can't have a crap load of skin on top of it as a barrier. All right? You know, there is an open, if you wanted to stick a tube in me, you could pretty much get to my lungs. I mean, you'd have to perform a perfect bronchoscopy and, you know, please don't perforate anything on your way down. But my lungs have access to the air all the time. You could touch my lung lining if you wanted to. I'm not going to let you touch my lung lining, but you could if you want to. Same thing with the nasal mucosa. You could get right in there. Yet, if you're a herpes virus or HIV virus, you got a lot of skin to get to. If there's a crack or a cut anywhere near the vagina or rectum, etc., you know, or if you get a needle stick, etc., yes, it's easier to pass. But for the most part, these viruses weren't expecting the easiest way to pass. These viruses were built that they could withstand very thick vaginal walls. Okay, that's what they were designed to do. And so, you know, they're pretty smart as a result. Now, speaking of the vagina, I fell upon this story. This is crazy. I really don't understand why. But there's a woman who's making jewelry from vaginal skin. All right? A woman has turned discarded vaginal skin, which means it probably wasn't discarded. I mean, obviously she kept it. She's a British blogger, and she used excess skin from a recent vaginal surgery to make bling. According to the UK Sun, the procedure to remove excess skin like labiaplasty was done because, you know, it caused painful problems with sex, etc. And Tracy Kiss is her name. She said she experienced pain in her private area. So she visited her doctor. It would keep hurting after the gym, etc. A lot of friction would make cysts. So he advised that she had it surgically removed. So she had labiaplasty, which is a procedure to reduce the size of the labia. And she decided to keep the skin. And then she turned it into a necklace. And she's showing everybody the necklace. I really don't get it. And I am afraid to look at the shoes that match. And then I guess she put glitter on it, put a cleared resin, and made a pendant. Then she threaded a hole and made a necklace. Now, I don't know if she's selling this stuff, but I guess female genital surgery, okay, I'm absolutely grossed out by it, all right? But if we could just stop for a second, take a step back, and look at these people coming up with business ideas. I wouldn't be surprised if something like this would be a hit, okay? There's a lot of people out there that are weird. And I guess buying a piece of vaginal jewelry could just go viral. I would suggest it get cleaned off so nobody's passing herpes to each other, you know, from it. And I really don't see why. It's a very aesthetic, attractive piece of jewelry. But either way, she really blinged it up, and she seems very proud and happy of her vagina jewelry. For entrepreneurship, she gets an A. For artistry, I don't even know what to grade that. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll tell you the latest of what's going on with the Supreme Court. We'll be right back.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, as the death toll is rising, we're hoping it stops. I believe right now we're at 58 people, unfortunately, passed away from one of the deadliest shootings in American history. 515 people wounded as a gunman opened fire on a country music festival in the Las Vegas Strip last night. The gunman, Stephen Paddock, 64 years old, did later kill himself. He was in the Mandalay Bay on the 32nd floor and opened fire. People at the concert thought it was firecrackers. And I'm getting messages on Facebook from people who are safe. One said she will call into the show right now. Obviously, she's dealing with some family members in the hospital. Wants to tell us to thank you for our prayers and to thank you for all we're doing. Apparently, Blood donation is obviously being asked and encouraged and pleaded by no matter what city you're in, whether you're in Jersey, Miami, Minneapolis, St. Paul, St. Louis. I mean, our listeners throughout the United States, thank you guys. Thank you so much, you know, for wanting to help. And donating to your local blood bank will help. Right, because one, the blood could be shipped here to Las Vegas, or two, as other blood banks are shipping to Las Vegas, your local supplies are going to start going down. So whatever you could do, it could be huge. There's also a fund that's being established. KDWN has reported, and I posted it on my Facebook page, that a Las Vegas Victims Fund has been established. I apologize for saying we're getting breaking news all the time. Steve Sisolak said the sheriff and I have set up an account to aid survivors, and there's a GoFundMe as well link. So go to KDWN.com or go to my Facebook or Twitter if you want to help. U.S. News is reporting that this is probably the bloodiest episodes, one of the biggest shootings seen in a very long time. Back in June 12, 2016, a gunman fatally shot 49 people at the nightclub Pulse before he was shot dead by police. At that time, the Orlando Pulse shooting was the deadliest, with this death toll being already up at 58 and counting. God forbid. It appears to be one of the deadliest shootings thus far in U.S. history, such as in recent history. Virginia Tech, a gunman slaughters 32 people, kills himself at Virginia Tech. That was April 16, 2007. Sandy Hook was in 2012. Man shoots his, remember, Adam Lanza shoots his mom, then kills 20 children, 6 adults at Sandy Hook Elementary. The shooting that occurred December 2nd, 2015 at a Christmas party in San Bernardino. Husband and wife killed 14 people at a workplace holiday party in San Bernardino before they died in a shootout. Columbine was back in 1999, April 20th. Two teenagers rampaged through Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado, shooting dead 12 students and a teacher, wounding more than 20 others before killing themselves. Binghamton, 2009, a Vietnamese immigrant opens fire at immigrant services in Binghamton, New York, kills 13, wounds 4, kills himself. We remember also Fort Hood that same year. An Army major and psychiatrist opens fire at Fort Hood at a U.S. Army base, killing 13 people. He is sentenced to death. In D.C. in 2013, a former Navy reservist working as a government contractor kills 12 people in the Washington Navy Yard, shot dead by police. When The Dark Knight Rises, the movie came out in Aurora, Colorado. No, we were just talking about him. I apologize that his name has escaped me. Masked gunman dressed up for the movie comes in, kills 12 people, wounds 70 when he opens fire. Back in 2002 in D.C., two men ambushed 13 people, killing 10 of them. These were the sniper-style shootings. Remember that terrorized the Washington area for 3 weeks. One sniper was executed and the other sentenced to life in prison. In Oregon, a man opens fire on the Umpqua Community College campus, kills 9 people before shot dead. That was in 2015. In Charleston, 2015 in June, while churchgoers were praying, a white supremacist kills 9 black churchgoers at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. Waco, in 2015, a rival motorcycle gang kills 9 at a restaurant in Waco, Texas. In Tucson, back in 2011, Representative Gabrielle Giffords is the target of an assassination attempt. 6 people are killed, 13 including Giffords. Then an Amish school, back in 2006, a gunman kills 5 girls in a one-room Amish schoolhouse before killing themselves. And, you know, all of these were recent, and we remember when these stories hit. And you know, we were just shocked, because if you look at these, you know, places, these are places that we go to, that we walk in, that we use, that we pray at, that we learn at, that we study at, that we teach at. These are, that we party at. These are places that could have been any of the places that we go to. Any of them, in terms of, dropping our kids off at school, or going to a nightclub, or, you know, going to a church. And, you know, what's very frustrating for, you know, those of us that hear this news and we want to help, and we, you know, And we want to prevent more of these. What's very frustrating is, how do you identify what the next target is and decrease that target or limit that, you know, that, you know, it being a target? You know, what happened with this recent shooting in Las Vegas is he was up on the 32nd floor. Yeah, went into a hotel, had his guns probably, I think there were 10 weapons with him, probably in suitcases, so he probably checked in, went into the hotel room, opened up the windows, and you can't open up the windows. You can't open hotel windows up fully. I forget if it was in the 1970s when they stopped that, where, with the exception of you having a balcony, you could open up the balcony and then, you know, be out on the balcony. Most hotel windows open up only a crack. And they do that so people can't throw themselves out of a hotel window and die. So the windows are kind of, somebody with a weapon, it looks like he shot out the windows. So he had a nice open room, and even if he didn't, he could very easily put a barrel through. And, you know, was shooting from overhead. And so, you know, no matter how many, you know, police officers you have, et cetera, on scene and, you know, whatever security measures that you could, organize and implement. And of course, we're going to get more details of, you know, what happened and what the infrastructure was like, because thank God, you know, we already had officers on deck that were there that were already responding and, you know, just put their lives on the line. In fact, an officer has been shot, from what I understand, shot and killed in this. You know, how do you protect from somebody overhead? You know, from somebody from a hotel. You know, we're going to be having the Raiders Stadium come. And with the Raiders Stadium coming, we don't have enough hotel rooms, so we're going to be building more hotels. And these stadiums are going to be surrounded by hotels. You know, look at our stadium now for the Las Vegas Knights, Golden Knights, our hockey. You have hotels all around. And so, you know, what do we do? Do we avoid having, you know, hotels nearby a concert so somebody can't shoot from overhead? We might need to. You know, when police always look at the motorcade of and Secret Service looks at the motorcade for the president, vice president, etc., you know, when they come into town or come into cities, as what happened with JFK, with the sixth story of that library where Lee Harvey Oswald shot, from what we understand, allegedly shot JFK. You know, we don't want people at a disadvantage or as a target with somebody being a building above. And so, you know, it's one small thing we could maybe do is, you know, keep venues or keep hotels away or not allow people in those rooms, I guess, that have access to that. I don't know what the answer is, because we have hotels and strips. We have along our strip hotels all across. Hotels line it. You go outside on your balcony and you can see people on the strip. So we have people walking up and down the strip. Could they be targets? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Neil Gorsuch's first term. Apologize, I'm not going to be speaking very clearly today. When I'm all anxious and all this is going on as we're seeing right now in Vegas, my lisp is going to come back and my stutter. So I apologize. I'm going to have some issues with some pronunciation, especially with the Supreme Court. There's a lot of Supreme, I'll have to say. You know what? I could say SCOTUS. I could say SCOTUS without lisping. But anyway, this is Neil Gorsuch's first, term. All right? And the Supreme Court, their term begins on the first Monday in October, which is now. this week, and it includes several high-profile cases dealing with controversial social issues, and this could affect millions of Americans. From what we understand, the justices will probably not hear the dispute over President Trump's travel ban. It was originally scheduled for October. Now that he has issued a new policy that has yet to be examined by the lower courts. From what I understand, the Supreme Court needs an active case currently happening to... So this new ban, because the other ban had to be squashed, this new ban has to now go up through the lower courts. So that probably won't be one of them. But from what we're being told by New York Daily News, some of the biggest cases, and there's tons that they're going to be doing, they're going to be busy. One is that wedding cake for same-sex couple case. The case stems from the Colorado baker's religious objections to making a cake for a recently married same-sex couple. At issue is the baker's claim that he should not be forced to produce a message which he disagrees, and the Colorado law that bars discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. So the Trump administration has, you know, backed the baker. The ACLU, who we thought would back the baker, because, again, you can't force somebody to make a statement or to, the ACLU is backing the other side on the basis of sexual discrimination. And so that's why this got very tricky. And we talked about that case. You know, you have a couple. They want a cake. They're, you know, in love. They're excited. They're going to start their lives. And, you know, here we are in this day and age, them being turned down by a local business. But then on the other end, are you allowed to, as a local business, refuse service or decline doing something you're not comfortable with? And, arguments have come, you know, from both sides. You know, one suggested, well, what if, let's say, you are someone that doesn't believe in alcohol, and somebody comes to your table, and you're a food server, and they ask for alcohol, do you refuse giving them the drink? And if you do, do you get fired? Well, you know, we haven't seen issues like that, because the average person that doesn't believe in alcohol won't, you know, serve drinks. You're not going to see them, you know, bartend or cocktail. You're probably not going to see that. But with something like this, you have bakers that make cupcakes and cookies all the time and make wedding cakes. But when it came to a gay couple being on the cake, that was an issue. So it'll be interesting to see what the Supreme Court decides. Is it racial discrimination, or is it forcing somebody to do something that they don't believe in? Which, who has the rights? And that's, who would have thought that a case like this would unfortunately have to, you know. And it stinks because, you know, in the olden days, if I, let's say, wanted to go to a restaurant and I wanted something and they, you know, I was like, all right, to hell with you, I'm gone, I'm out of here. And whether I took the discrimination or not, is another story. And so there were probably many more of these cases, but the average couple said, all right, well, don't go there. And by the way, guys, you know, any of you or ladies who, you know, are same sex, this is not a baker that probably is going to, you know, make those cakes. But this bakery will, so go here. But this got to the point where the baker was actually sued for saying no. And that's why we see this case, and it's tricky, because if, let's say, the courts say no, you know, you as a as a bakery have to, you know, put something on a cake, that you don't believe in. You know, what if somebody comes in saying, well, I want Saddam Hussein. Well, I want a swastika. I want, the Supreme Court has to really, really weigh this out as it weighs, you know, discrimination. It's crazy that it went this far, but it did. Partisan redistricting. There's a legal fight over redistricting in Wisconsin. And they say the justices could, for the first time, impose limits on drawing political maps for partisan advantage. Democratic voters sued over redistricting plans that entrench Republicans' hold on state government in a state that is otherwise closely divided between the parties, they say, according to New York Daily News. Whereas we've seen this in other states where we've seen Democrats redistrict. And so redistricting has been an issue, so it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. Employee rights. According to New York Daily News, the term's first case pits employers against the workers. To be decided is whether businesses can enforce part of a contract with their employees that prohibits workers from taking complaints about pay, working conditions, and other issues to court, and also forces them to engage in individual arbitration rather than a group effort. Workers say the provision contained in millions of contracts violates federal labor laws. Employers argue that the federal law encouraging arbitration trumps the labor laws. The administration, they say, supported the employers, which reverses the position taken by the Obama administration. We're going to probably get more on that, but let me continue with the other cases that we're having. Sports betting. This is interesting. It's unscheduled, but apparently Governor Chris Christie is appealing court rulings that effectively prevent the state from making it legal to bet on pro and college sports games at casinos and racetracks. Now, Chris Christie, whose term expires at the end of the year, will be out of office possibly when the case is decided, but they say it could lead several states to seek a share of an estimated $150 billion that is bet, quote, illegally on sports each year. The NCAA and the major professional sports leagues oppose Christie's efforts. So you see, there's kind of like a double negative here. Chris Christie is appealing court rulings that prevent the state from making it legal to bet on pro and college sports games at casinos and racetracks. So I'm not sure what that would mean with the whole sports betting world. All right. Then Cell Tower Records. They said, in a case about privacy in the digital age, a Michigan man who was convicted of a string of robberies of stores selling cell phones and other equipment said the police should not have been able to obtain months' worth of records of his cell phone use without first getting a search warrant. We talked about this case a while back. The records helped place him in the proximity of the stores when they were robbed. The decision is likely to affect the privacy rules for a raft of digital data held by large institutions like banks, telephone companies, internet providers. So I guess it wasn't so much what he said on the phone, is where the cell phone pinged. And when they saw that there were a variety of areas around that area where his cell phone pinged, that's how they figured out it was him. They say there's an Ohio voter purge Supreme Court case. They say Ohio is asking the court to okay a procedure for culling the state's voter rolls that begins by identifying registered voters who have not cast a ballot in the past 2 years. A lower court found the practice was barred under federal voter registration law. Civil rights group portrays Ohio's effort as part of a Republican push to restrict voting. This is another case, they say, in which the Justice Department, you know, has backed the civil rights groups. But there's been some concern on, you know, whether this is more of a partisan play or employer strategy when it comes to voting. And then union fees. They say the court could deal a blow to the Democratic leading unions that represent government workers and overturn a 40-year-old precedent. They say the justices will take up an appeal from a government worker in Illinois who objects to paying fees to the union that represents government workers to help pay for contract negotiations and other non-political union tasks. They say the same issue was before the court last year, and the unions, apparently the court was split. So now Neil Gorsuch has to vote and possibly be the fifth that could squash these union dues. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.